Apple leaking its own AirPods camera product through a code merge error is almost a perfect encapsulation of the tension inside large engineering organizations between development velocity and operational security. Apparently, during a software build, a video demonstrating what appears to be a camera integrated into AirPods was inadvertently pushed to a public-facing repository before anyone caught it. Apple product leaks come in a few varieties: supply chain leaks from component manufacturers, regulatory filings that reveal specifications, and internal software leaks. This is the third category, and in some ways it's the most embarrassing because it's entirely self-inflicted.
The product itself is fascinating, though. AirPods with a camera raises some immediate and not trivial privacy questions. We've been having a debate for years about always-on microphones in consumer devices, AirPods, Alexa, Google Home. Adding a visual sensor to a device that sits in your ears and that most users wear for hours continuously creates a new category of ambient data collection. The form factor makes the camera essentially invisible to anyone around the wearer, which is a different privacy dynamic than, say, Google Glass, which was visible and became socially radioactive partly because of that visibility.
Apple will need to navigate that very carefully. Their brand identity around privacy, they've staked significant marketing capital on that, means the AirPods camera will need to come with genuinely robust privacy architecture, not just privacy marketing language.
The Harvard AI professor story operates in a completely different register, but is worth taking seriously as a signal about where education is heading. Harvard is selling a $699 bootcamp, which for a Harvard-branded educational product is actually quite affordable, where the instruction is delivered by AI systems trained to replicate specific professors' teaching styles, knowledge, and presumably their pedagogical approaches. This isn't a hypothetical. It's a commercial product being sold today.
The economic logic for Harvard is straightforward. You take your most valuable, most scarce resource, the intellectual capital and brand of your faculty, and you make it scalable. A human professor can teach maybe 200 students in a semester. An AI clone of that professor, if it's genuinely effective, can teach 200,000. The revenue potential is enormous, and the marginal cost per additional student approaches zero after the initial development cost.
The questions this raises for faculty, for accreditation, for the value proposition of higher education are genuinely complex. If a Harvard professor's AI clone can teach you the content of a course effectively for $699, what are you actually paying for when you pay Harvard's full tuition? The credentialing? The social network? The in-person intellectual community? Those things have value, but this kind of product makes that value more explicit and more contestable than it's ever been.
And for the broader education market, if Harvard can do this, every institution with recognizable faculty can do this. The question is whether this democratizes access to elite-level instruction or whether it creates a new tier of commodified education that sits below the fully credentialed experience. Both things can be true simultaneously.